Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com and the brand new knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz. Check both of those out. Find out what's there. See which one can help you. Maybe both of them. Use them interchangeably. Use one for one thing, one for another. The knowledge base is where you can go to get questions answered. And I know you have lots of questions and you need lots of answers. And we know that. We know that's where there's a lot of pain in small business. And so we've developed AskJim.biz just for that purpose. So check that out when you get a chance. AskJim.biz. And let me know what you think about it. Colleen Rickenbacker is Ms. Behavior, ladies and gentlemen. She's our, as I said earlier, she's the little conscience that sits up on our right shoulder and tells us when to take our elbows off the table and that sort of thing. She's the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior, and she is our etiquette expert in the Brain Trust. Colleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here again.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I know you want to talk about graduates and making sure that they behave themselves and do the right thing, but before we get into that, let's talk about some other things.
Okay.
What do I do when I'm having a business meeting, and a business dinner, I should say? And maybe it's formal, maybe it's just, you know, we're just eating something, maybe it's not anything, maybe there's not a lot of business, maybe we're just getting to know people at this, but it is with customers or prospects or whatever, people we want to know. And I've just taken a bite of a steak, let's say. Not something I can chew up and swallow real quickly. And you know what they do, don't you? They wait till you get it in your mouth, you know, just before, so you can't spit it out or anything, and then they ask you a question.
Of course. I think that way.
What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to sit there for 5 minutes and chew each bite 27 times and swallow it very carefully and gently and make them and have this incredible pregnant pause for the next, you know, 45 to 90 seconds? Or do I answer their question with a little bit of food in my mouth? What do you think?
Never. Never.
Never?
Never.
No, wait, not
never.
Never.
I don't want to see a crumb of food in your mouth.
What if I can do it without you seeing it, Helen?
No, I'm always watching you. Remember this.
This is a little joke around my house. Whenever I do something, my wife will say, Colleen wouldn't like that.
I love your wife, by the way.
Oh, listen, when I say Colleen's my little conscience on my shoulder, she's the truth. It's the truth. My wife says, I don't think Colleen would approve of that.
She wouldn't.
So you're now her enforcer.
See, so, yeah, I'm just always with you. I'm just everywhere you go.
Well, so what do I do? So we just have this pregnant pause till I swallow my food?
Yeah, you do. But the first thing is always, especially when you're with clients, customers, whatever, a business lunch and dinner, always take small bites. It's amazing when I watch people eat that everything on your plate does not have to make it in your mouth in two or three bites. Small bites, because when you do have those little pregnant seconds or moments, they seem like they're, you know, 9 months in waiting, because, you know, it's just like they're looking at you and they're waiting. All you need to do is take small bites. If they do ask you a question, you just put your, like, your index finger in motion one moment, and, you know, or just nod your head. They'll know. You know, kind of eat it up fast. The 27 bites we do not have to do. If you can do it in five or six, that's really good. And then
doesn't somebody at the table need to know Heimlich, though, if we're doing this?
Huh? It helps. Throw them on the ground, you know, breathe a couple times,
yeah,
and you're fine.
Yeah.
But still, when they're breathing, try to keep that mouth closed as much as you can. So.
Exactly. Okay, so not even a little crumb.
Not even a crumb.
You're tough.
Your business lunch.
Okay.
I know. This is going to get real bad, too. Whenever you said maybe it's not a real formal business lunch and maybe you're just kind of getting, you know.
You know, you're eating a barbecue or something.
I don't care. Never, ever, ever take a doggy bag with you from that business lunch.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right about that. No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
That's where I get most of my business, because people will call me and say, I was just out, you know, a couple of us from work were taking out these top clients, and the person across from me from my office said, you know, I didn't eat all this. Could you wrap this up? I want to take this home. And
No. No, you can't do that. Now, if the client wants to do that,
that's fine. That's
but
fine.
You don't
do
never. You know what? I can't remember the last time I took a doggy bag home.
I can't either. And
now maybe that's because I usually clean my plate. I think maybe that's more the reason rather than see this is where I was etiquettely correct, but not for the right reasons. It's because I eat all the food.
Just please don't tell me you take the last bit of your roll and then soup it up. You know, kind of go around the rims of the plate and kind of get everything on the last thing. That I could have to hit you for. So don't
wait a minute.
That either.
That's not good.
No.
Are you saying I can't take the roll apart and just kind of sop up the gravy and all that kind
no.
of stuff?
Okay. No.
No, you'll be glad to know that I only do that at home.
Okay, I can pass at home.
I only
people,
do that.
You know, people always say, do you have to eat this way at home? If you have, like, smaller children, you're teaching them how to eat, they're going to follow everything you do. So all of a sudden, you pick up the bowl and start, like, surping, you know, like just, you know, right out of it.
But now, a cereal bowl, it's okay with a cereal bowl to turn it up
Excuse
and drink the cereal bowl.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I can't do that?
No.
No, wait a minute. Now, you know, every guy is going to turn his cereal bowl up and finish it off like that.
If he does, other than picking it up and drinking out of it, you can almost, at any case, even unless it's formal, you can tilt your bowl away from you and get with your spoon and get that little bit of the soup, that little bit of your cereal, that little
okay.
bit of milk. But away from you.
And no. And I understand. I understand that you wouldn't pick it up at a dinner. No, I get that. No, you'll be happy to know. I'm talking about at home. I'm minding my own business. I got some, you know, I got some shredded wheat, you know, little mini wheats in there, and so
uh-huh.
I want to get the last little bit of milk. So I might pick that up. But in a
no.
meeting, I would never
no.
do that. But I'm at home. I'm by myself, Colleen. Give me a break.
That's okay. No, okay. I have cameras. Cameras are throughout your kitchen.
I know. It's the truth. It's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, what's the worst thing you've ever seen anybody do at a table, at a business meal?
Well, you've touched them all. I think talking with their mouth full. I've seen people burp and not say, excuse me.
Oh, no.
I mean, and I mean, we're talking kind of big burps.
You know, in the Middle East, burping is a sign of appreciation.
Yes, exactly. And different places throughout the country, eating habits, every country is a little bit different. But for the United States, a little excuse me and maybe even covering your mouth would be, you know, a nice way to recover.
Yeah, and only if it totally surprises you, you should feel that thing coming on there. Hey, stand by, Colleen Rickenbacker. We're going to take a quick break, folks. She's the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. She's tough, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, you got a graduate out there. You got some folks who are getting some nice gifts on graduation. What are they doing afterwards? Colleen's going to help us with that. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Colleen Rickenbacker. She is Ms. Behavior, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. And if you would like to know how to behave in business settings, you need to contact, you need to stay in touch with, you need to find out what Colleen has to say. And that's Colleen with two E's, Rickenbacker, like the flyer, like the famous flyer, who's a distant relative of hers. Colleen, give us your website, please.
ColleenRickenbacker.com.
All right, so check that out when you get a chance, folks. The book's available there, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And wherever books are sold.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen, quick question. I'm at a business breakfast, okay? Really nice little, maybe it's a brunch, let's say, or something like that. And bacon is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I love bacon. And so I've got my eggs and my toast and my hash browns and I've got some bacon on the table on my plate. How do I eat the bacon?
if it's crisp enough, you can actually pick it up and eat it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Folks, this is like being let out of jail with Colleen says that.
But if you pick it up and it kind of goes limp in your hand, yeah, then you got to be cutting it.
You got to cut it and use a fork?
Use a fork and a knife, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's treated as a piece of meat. But if it's really, really, really crisp, it's almost too difficult to cut.
This is like homework, Colleen.
Uh-huh.
This is like homework, all this stuff we got to know. When you eat fried chicken, Colleen, how do you eat fried chicken?
It depends. It depends on where I am.
Okay.
If I'm in a restaurant with a client, then I'm going to cut it. If I'm out with a bunch of friends and we're hanging out by the pool or we're just sitting there, I'm going to pick it up and, like you said, gnaw off of it. So
here's my Jim Blasting Game rule. If I'm eating a breast, I'm cutting it off with a knife and fork. If it's a wing or a leg, I'm picking it up.
Well, you go for it then.
I'm sorry. A wing, you can't cut that with a knife. I mean,
wings. Real
you burn more calories getting it off getting the meat off than you do.
Yeah, it's almost not worth eating. So
yeah,
maybe I don't like wings.
So the best thing is if you don't think you need to pick it up, don't eat the wing. Don't just take the breast.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Okay.
There's a lot of things you have to leave alone, like those little cherry tomatoes. Don't be chasing them around.
Yes. And you know what I found out? If you put a whole one in your mouth, you better have your mouth closed really tight when they pop.
They will go everywhere.
That's a little more than people probably need to know this morning.
Yeah,
Colleen,
yeah,
let's talk about
it at that, so.
Let's talk about the graduates. What do the graduates need to know?
Well, I mean, this is the month. You know, either they're graduating high school, colleges, whatever it may be. Couple things that are very important. People will give you gifts. I mean, everybody sends out all these millions of invitations to everybody or announcements that they're graduating. If people just send you a well-wish card, you know, best of luck type thing, if you want to, you can send them back an email. Thank you so much for the card and thinking of me. That's all you have to do. But in that card, if there's a gift certificate, if there's money, or if there's a package attached to it, they must send out a handwritten thank you note.
And it must reference what was done, what was given.
Yes. I have a little theory. I call it 333. I promise them it takes 3 minutes to write a thank you note, or less if they write fast. It should have about three lines, you know, in it. It could say, "Dear Jim, thank you so much for my graduation gift of money." You don't have to say for $50, $100,
right.
$10, whatever.
Right.
Just say of money. Really going to be able to use this as I go off to college. Thank you so much. That's
mm-hmm.
it. And they can make every one of them identical, but it has to be handwritten, and it has to be handwritten by the students. The mothers or the dads cannot be writing these notes for kids and having the kids just sign their names. They're not, you know, elementary school. These kids need to be writing them. They also need to write the envelope. They can't, like, type up all these labels and send them out labels. The names have
mail merge, Colleen?
No mail merge. And then the last part is a stamp needs to go on these. They can't give them to their dads or their moms and ask them to run them through the meters at work.
You got to lick a stamp.
Yeah, and now remember, stamps have gone up yesterday, and so we got to be licking these stamps at 41 cents instead of, you know, they missed it.
Is there a proper way to lick a stamp, Colleen?
Well, I'd get the kind that's, you know, already, you know, put them on.
So that's the best way to do it, not
right.
actually
and then
lick a stamp.
My last three, remember, it takes 3 minutes, three lines. My last three is try real, real, real hard. This is the clincher, to send them out in 3 days. So as soon as they get them, have your note cards there. You know, if you don't have note cards, buy them now. Buy them today.
But if it takes longer than three, don't not do it because be sure to do it. I mean, if it takes 3 weeks, do it anyway.
Right.
I mean,
I
think people understand that graduates are busy and they're trying to take a few days of breather and maybe the gift didn't get there as early as they, you know, who knows? I mean, I think any time within a month or so, in my opinion, I wouldn't
A month
be,
is good, yeah, but
yeah.
If, once it starts getting into 3 months, it's getting,
yeah.
you know, the people
no, that's right.
took the
that's
time,
right.
you know, to get them the card, get them the money, get them the
right.
gift, get them whatever. They can give them 3 minutes to send it.
In my case, it was thank you for the English leather. You know how many bottles of English leather I got when I graduated from high school? That was a big deal back in those days. You don't remember that. You're
remember
too young.
I remember that. Oh, I
thank
love
you
that
for the
smell,
bottle. I could actually copy that off. Thank you for the bottles of English leather. You know,
uh-huh.
That was some bad stuff. Hey, Colleen, give us that website again.
It's www.ColleenRickenbacher.com.
Thank you, Colleen, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye. Colleen Rickenbacher, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Always a lot of fun when she joins us. And now we got Tim Berry coming up on the other side of these messages. Good stuff coming up right after this break. I'm Jim Blassingame, 29 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.